Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism Minister heads to Fitur in Spain. Minister of Tourism, Honorable Edmond Bartlett, departed the island earlier today, January 20, for Madrid, Spain, to attend the 45th staging of the International Tourism Fair, Fitur, one of the world's leading travel and tourism trade shows. This prestigious event, which runs from January 22 to 26, 2025, provides a crucial platform for international tourism stakeholders to showcase their offerings, foster new business relationships, and explore future opportunities. Fitur is known as the leading trade show for inbound and outbound markets in Iberoamerica, including premier destinations in the Americas, attracting industry professionals, government representatives, and international media. Jamaica Tourism Minister Bartlett noted that Jamaica's participation will mark the beginning of the ministry's strategy for 2025, a year poised to witness continued growth and innovation in the sector. With the mantra "Thrive in 2025, the tourism minister underscored the sector's ambitious targets of expecting to welcome 5 million visitors and generate $5 billion in earnings, further solidifying Jamaica's position as a top-tier destination in the global tourism landscape. "We are proud of Jamaica's strong performance in 2024, achieving some 4.2 million arrivals and earning $4.3 billion in tourism revenue, despite numerous challenges," Minister Bartlett added. "As we move into 2025, our focus will be on maintaining this momentum, with an eye on hitting the 5 million mark for arrivals and reaching $5 billion in earnings. Fitur is the perfect setting to position Jamaica for a successful year ahead, fostering partnerships that will help us reach our goals," he expressed. The minister's packed itinerary will include several high-level engagements aimed at strengthening Jamaica's relationships with key international stakeholders. On January 22, he will participate in the official Fitur opening ceremony, which will also be attended by Their Majesties King Felipe VI and Queen Letizia of Spain. This will be followed by a reception for international ministers of tourism at the North Convention Center. "Visit Jamaica, the best music, food, vistas, and vibes for your perfect vacation. Discover the beauty of Jamaica with its fascinating culture, stunning beaches, and lush landscapes. Experience our warm Jamaican hospitality, vibrant reggae music, sumptuous cuisine, thrilling adventures, and good vibes all around. Plan your perfect Jamaican vacation now and come back to your best self in Jamaica." Minister Bartlett will meet with key players in the global tourism industry. This includes meetings with United Nations, UN, Tourism Secretary General, Zurab Palalakashvili, as well as Spain's Secretary of State for Tourism, Rosario Sanchez Grau. Mr. Bartlett will also meet with Sebastian Ebel, CEO of the TUI Group, and Carna Pinero, CEO of Grupo Pinero, operators of the Bahia Principe Hotels and Resorts, Mark Hoplamazian, president of Hyatt Hotels, and representatives from development firm Invertal. He will also participate in an anniversary event hosted by UN Tourism at the Four Seasons Hotel and attend an awards ceremony by Grupo Excelentes. In addition to meeting engagements, Minister Bartlett will also engage in several media interviews during the trade show. Notably, he will speak with leading Spanish media outlets such as Enout Viages and EFE, as well as international media, including Europa Press, La Sexta, Viajestic, Onda Cero Radio, and Travel Photo Magazine, providing the opportunity to highlight Jamaica's strong tourism performance, tourism offerings, and the country's strategic initiatives for 2025. Minister Bartlett is scheduled to return to Jamaica on Sunday, January 26, 2025. Jamaica Tourism Vibes with new brand campaign. The Jamaica Tourist Board, in partnership with Accenture Song, has launched a new campaign, called Contrasts, designed to meet the expectations of today's travelers who seek destinations offering a distinct range of immersive experiences. The campaign showcases the One Love Island's unique blend of enriching activities, cultural charm, and natural beauty, in a vibe that can only be found in Jamaica. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.